It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Tuesday to you, all my truck drivers, all my people getting to the money, leaving the money, my people patrolling and helping, protecting, serving, my hospital workers, my chefs, my bartenders, everybody. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. We got a lot to discuss. The Chicago Bears have hit the skids so bad, they have fired their first year offensive coordinator. Yeah, he just got here. Didn't even make it through a full season. We're going to get into that. I know Caleb Williams, he wants some more help, like help on the offensive line. Dak Prescott is done for the season. Jerry Jones is discussing the sun and its impact on the players inside of Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I can't wait for that. Hey, how about this? We have former NFL coach. We have former college coach. We have ESPN analyst. Herman Edwards is going to join us. Herm is going to be here in a few hours. Hey, to talk about the Bears and for a team looking for a quarterback, what a disaster this has been recently. Alex Shapiro is going to join us from the Chicago Sports Network. Miami Dolphins pick up a victory last night against the Los Angeles Rams. Did not expect that. Rams were playing catch up all game long. Tonight, a new edition, the second edition of the college football playoff rankings. Can't wait for that. Looks like the Kansas City Chiefs are coming back to full strength. Klay Thompson is going back to the Bay tonight. How emotional. I'm sure we'll see a couple of tears fall and stream from the face of Klay Thompson. I can't wait for the memes because I know people are going to come through just trying to make Klay Thompson look very, very sad. Cleveland Cavaliers on his 12-game winning streak. NBA Cup is back tonight. Yeah, they got a new name. In-season tournament out. NBA Cup sponsored by Emirates in. Yeah, sponsored by Emirates. So we got a lot to do over these next 4 hours. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You're allowed. Who wants to hear me just sit here and talk for 4 hours? Not even me. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. If you want to call up, you can. You got a phone number. It works. You paid your bill. Easy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 4227. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Ryan Hickey, how are you on this? What the hell is today? Tuesday. How are you?
I am good. I am well. Yeah, it is a Tuesday. Interesting Tuesday. We saw one coach lose their job, Shane Waldron, and essentially another one to Mike McCarthy get told his services are essentially no longer welcome. As instead of putting a curtain up, Jerry Jones decided to say, you know what? Our former OC knew where the sun was.
Oh boy.
So I'm definitely doing better today than Mike McCarthy and Shane Waldron. That's for damn sure.
Well, we're going to get to the whole, can we call it Sungate? With the Dallas Cowboys, has it been christened? Has it been given a name yet?
I've not seen anybody say Sungate, but I like it.
Sungate. Yeah, it's just Jerry Jones going to fire that man. Well, we know this and knew this already, but we'll get there. Let's talk about the guy that got fired that you just mentioned, Hickey. Shane Waldron is gone. The offensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears was shown the door today after these Bears have lost three straight games. They've had no touchdowns in the last two games. They've gone 23 offensive drives without putting the ball in the end zone. And this past Sunday, as the Patriots, let me say that again, as the New England Patriots beat the Bears at home in front of their fans, that means, yes, the fans gave head coach Matt Eberflus, gave him a piece of their mind. This man was sacked, Caleb, 9 times. He was running for his life. 142 yards on offense. Shane Waldron was supposed to be the OC because, wait for this. And Geno Smith was comeback player of the year 2 seasons ago. And Shane Waldron all of a sudden is supposed to be the guy who helps out fixing quarterbacks? I think not. Let me remind you, last year, the Seahawks had a 9-8 record. Seattle's offense was ranked 21st in scoring. So, but for some reason, okay, they thought Shane Waldron was the guy. And now they told him, no, thank you. Your services are no longer needed here in this building. So the Chicago Bears at one point, 4-2. They're now 4-5. They're looking at this season in hopes that they do not destroy their starting quarterback, that they do not rip the confidence and the will from his soul. I'm referring to Caleb Williams. It was pretty wild. Jalen Johnson of the Chicago Bears, he spoke yesterday. Take a listen to this. And he pretty much said on 670 The Score, he said, there's some players that don't care, and there's some coaches that do not care. Ouch.
I'm going to use your office, for example. I'm going to use you and Lauren. So if you're used to getting extra or staying after your designated hours and you go over and you see how you can do something better, and you work at it, you work at it, you work at it, and you start getting results. And then Lauren sees you, and he still, oh, just kind of lollygag, laughs, hey, all right, I'm going to see you later, and then he leaves. And it's like, you do that for a long time, and you see somebody, see you getting work, and it's like, at some point, you kind of, hey, whatever, you want to work out? Yeah, and then some guys will leave, or he'll ask you, hey, what is it that you do? And you'll tell him, and then he doesn't do it. So it's like, at a certain point, it's like, you kind of think in your head, like, maybe he just don't give a damn how I give a damn. And it's like, at the end of the day, that's okay, but how can you, you can't necessarily change somebody's want to or hunger to do something, to be uncomfortable. I mean, there's times where he can go, oh, well, I got to pick my daughter from school. It's like, yeah, you got to pick your daughter from school, but sometimes, man, you got to ask somebody else to pick your daughter from school so you can get this dang work so our radio show can be the best that it can be. But I feel like it's oftentimes there's always a rhyme or reason or something better to do, and those opportunities are being taken, and then it's, oh, well, we all want to win. No, we all don't want to win at the same level. Like, we all don't want to grow this radio show at the same level, because clearly there's not a level of application that has been going on. So, I mean, it's, you can tell somebody to do it. I mean, like they say, you take the horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. At the end of the day, we got to have a lot of guys that are thirsty. And I feel like there's definitely an area of improvement for everybody, players, coaches.
Ooh, well, one less guy got to worry about showing up to work because they turned off his key card. Hickey, do you think they let him back in to get his stuff, or they put it in a box?
Probably let him get his stuff.
Oh.
You know, do you want to pack up his stuff or make him do it? Make him do it. Save the resources, save the energy. Let the security guard, you know, not have to just be in charge of that.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
What would you do? You just cut off completely, throw
me?
Stuff out the window and say, pick it up as I'm throwing it out like a scorned lover?
It's not me. It's not what I would do. I'm just asking what they would do, right? I think he had a meeting, and
right.
He was there on site, and I think he was able to get his stuff and then leave.
If you were Matt Eberflus,
yes,
what would you do?
Hey, come into my office. Obviously, the offense isn't working out. You know, thank you so much for your work that you've done up until now. You know, obviously, I'm tasked with doing a job. Everybody's on the line, and oh, unfortunately, we're going to go in a different direction. I want to let you go now so you can, you know, survey the landscape for the rest of the season and hopefully get another job for next year. So we're going to let you go. That's it.
Wow. Number one, very cordial. I thought you'd be a lot shorter and a lot borderline more disrespectful.
Oh, no. Wow. Whoa. Are you trying to be indicative of me? You asked me if I was Shane Waldron.
The offense sucks. Oh, get the hell out of here. Don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you. I thought we were going to get something like that from you.
Oh, no. I'm very dignified of an individual. No.
And then so you let him get his stuff afterwards?
You have
to. Say bye?
Come on. You got to imagine his office is probably right down a hallway. What do you think? Is it 2, 3, 4 doors down?
You probably know, knock on the window, tell the security guards to come in, usher this guy out of here. You wouldn't do that?
No. Everybody knows already. Security guards are probably watching him like a hawk. Making sure that he's not taking away any proprietary information. Yeah, that iPad, leave it, bruh. Put it down. Yeah, those pictures of your kids, take them. Put them in a box and leave. Yeah, you can't let them walk out with the stuff. You know, they deactivated his email. They did all of that. Come on now. Got the IT department involved. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. At least let him take photos of his kids. Lee, he probably left a couple Chicago Bears sweatshirts in the office, things that he doesn't want to wear anymore. But now at least he doesn't have to deal with this crap. And if you were, I don't know, you don't need to be a genius. If you listen to one of his former players from last year, Jackson Smith and Jigba, he was sitting down at Radio Row for the Super Bowl after Shane Waldron was hired as the new offensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears. And he was asked via CHGO Sports what he thinks of Shane Waldron as the offensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks. And he didn't necessarily have the most glowing of an endorsement. Listen to this.
Bears fans are super interested about the offensive coordinator coming in, Shane Waldron. What can you tell them about who they just hired to try to get this offense where it needs to go?
This is live?
Yeah. We're not live.
I'm playing. good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, tell me about you. Hickey, imagine being at a job interview. Hey, so tell me about yourself for the job. I'm a great person. Okay. Anything else you could add that would make you, I don't know, qualified for the job? I'm a great person. Now, imagine that even. Forget sitting in an interview and saying that. Imagine this being a recommendation. Hickey, somebody wants to work at the Infinity Sports Network. And they bring him to you and they go, you ask, hey, what makes him so great? And they just go, he's a great person. What the hell do you say to that?
Okay, good to know. We're not hiring him.
Oh, yeah. It pretty much, right? He's a good person. Do good people grow on trees? Am I missing something?
I guess maybe they do. I mean, there's a lot of nice people all around. It doesn't mean that they're good at their job, though.
That's right, yeah. Well, a little too late for the Chicago Bears to change their minds, but they stink. Now they got their passing game coordinator, Thomas Brown. He's going to take over as offensive coordinator. Shane Waldron will move on with his life. And unfortunately, as we discussed last night, they should have moved on. They being the Chicago Bears, you should have moved on from Eberflus from the minute that you knew that you were going to select Caleb Williams. Now it's a little too late. Too little too late. Caleb Williams. This man is averaging 5 yards a pass attempt in these last three games. There was a little bit of confidence. They won that little streak where they were 4-2. It's just like, oh my God, the guy is, he's throwing touchdowns, not throwing interceptions. He looked like a star. Now they're letting this guy get beat to death. They can't even move the ball into the end zone. It's not like they're lacking offensive weapons. That's why there are a lot of people who are optimistic about what the Bears could do, potentially even competing for a playoff spot. They've been bad. And Chicago Bears fans, they know about being bad. They know about quarterbacks who don't live up to the hype. They know about Mitch Trubisky. They don't want that no more. They watch Jay Cutler sulk on the sideline. Give that guy a cigarette. They looked at Rex Grossman. Yeah, how they went to a Super Bowl, I have no idea, but they did. This team has been through it a lot over the past 25 years. Damn it, when they won the Super Bowl, they didn't have a star quarterback. But you need one if you want to win now. And so now that they got a guy who people at one point in time, especially coming out of college, says, oh, he can move around and throw the ball like Patrick Mahomes, they might be screwing him up. Hey, how about another former coach? Forget the quarterbacks. How about a former coach? Dave Wannstedt. He was on 670 The Score in Chicago. 670's getting all the goods, huh? Good for them. He looked at the Chicago Bears and said, how y'all are hiring all the coaches and y'all have screwed this up. Listen to him.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, and I would not be surprised. And I'm throwing this out. This is all, just in my crazy mind here thinking DJ Moore with Caleb, with Cole Kmet,
yeah,
that they don't walk into Flus's office yesterday, mm-hmm, and say, or maybe after the game and say, Coach, we got to do something. We're not giving ourselves a chance to be successful. So I would be willing to bet that the players had an opinion on this thing. But this is a little bit on indictment on who you're hiring and what's your hiring process, guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's that? What the hell? I mean, so you hire a guy and then halfway through the scene you don't like what we're doing on offense. What did you talk about on the interview?
Damn. Making Ryan Poles look bad too, huh? He was looking good. He was able to, you know, flim-flam the Panthers. He was able to get Caleb Williams. He was able to bring in all these offensive weapons, but he doesn't have a system that could work with the quarterback. He doesn't have a, well, he doesn't have an offensive line to keep him protected. And maybe it's just a matter of ownership. Maybe the McCaskies are just out here screwing things up. Either way, the Chicago Bears, we know that there are several teams that basically exist as quarterback burial grounds. New York Jets are a quarterback burial ground. The Bears have historically been a quarterback burial ground. Let's see. Hickey, am I missing a team? Am I missing one?
I feel like there's a – I mean, the Panthers have one, have been one of late. The Raiders feel like they are kind grasping at straws for a while.
Ouch. Quarterbacks go to die. And the Chicago Bears, they are certainly on that list. The Chicago Bears got one job the rest of the season. And by the way, forget the playoffs, okay? They have Green Bay next. That's an ass whooping. They have Minnesota. They have Detroit. Detroit. Not fun. San Francisco. Minnesota again. Detroit again. Seattle. And then they end with Green Bay. They're just playing a bunch of teams in the NFC North that are ready to beat them from pillar to post. The Chicago Bears got one job the rest of the season. Eberflus, you're probably going to get the boot, but you got one job. Keep Caleb Williams upright. That's it. Because you're going to get the boot too. Maybe Shane Waldron can give you vacation tips. Hey, I went here. You should go here, too. Quite a possibility. I feel bad for the Chicago Bear fans. And good luck. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much to get into. Former NFL head coach. We'll ask him about this. And college coach. And he's everything. ESPN analyst. Herman Edwards is going to join us 2 hours from now. Hey, next hour, we'll have a chat with Alex Shapiro. This man covers all things Chicago Bears for CHSN, Chicago Sports Net. We're going to talk to him about what the Bears aren't doing. How about this? Joel Embiid is actually getting ready to play basketball. I can't believe it. We got the college football playoff rankings. We got the second edition of it. I mean, there's so much to do. Klay Thompson back with the Warriors, or at least visiting in the Bay. When we come back, we'll talk about Mike McCarthy because he's probably going to get fired too. And then Dak. Well, we won't see Dak until next year. There's just so much going on. We got you covered. Don't move. The phone number, if you want to call me, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll give you an update on the Cowboys on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. We've already talked about one coach in the NFL. Offensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, Shane Waldron. He's been shown the door by the Bears on a 3-game losing streak. They cannot find the end zone to save their life. I guess to try and save, or I hope to try and save what's left of their rookie quarterback season, they can just keep them alive. Keep the hope alive. Some positivity heading into next year. Now this entire season looks like a waste, a disaster. It looks like they have stunted his development. And there's nothing that they can do. Nothing. Except for keep him healthy. He was sacked 9 times against the Patriots. They scored 3 points against the Patriots. Let me remind you again, the Patriots suck. This is a team by itself that was throwing out a rookie quarterback in Drake May and also a rookie head coach. They got trounced by, let me say it again, everybody at one time, 1, 2, 3, the Patriots. Good luck to Caleb Williams. By the time we get to January, his head coach is going to be gone. By the time we get to spring, he'll have a new head coach. He'll have a new offensive coordinator. Year one and year one philosophy wasted. We'll talk about somebody else that just got fired, somebody else that just got the boot in a second. Well, damn it. Correction. He will get the boot. His name is Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, his time is coming. Believe it. Jerry Jones has been leaving the breadcrumbs for a very, very long time. Oh, his time is coming. He's going to get one of them Looney Tunes ejections. That's what they're going to do to him. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Tony is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tony?
Listen, I think the Bears owed Justin Justin an apology because they did say that to him. No offensive line. He ran for his life, just like Caleb Williams. They owe Justin an apology, and then Justin shouldn't accept it.
Oh, you're talking about Justin Fields?
Yeah, they owe him an apology, man. They did it the same way. No line. No offensive line whatsoever, man. And he ran for his life, remember? But he just was a better runner than Caleb Williams. He at least scored a bunch of touchdowns when he ran. But Caleb Williams runs in a circle and then goes back and then gets sacked. So there's nothing there for him. He sucks as a quarterback. And they must admit that they made a mistake. They should have kept Justin Fields. Okay. Mark McCarthy, yeah, he should be fired. He's one. He's like Bill Belichick. He has no sense of offense now. I think everything's passed him by. It's time for him to move on. Three yards in a cloud of dust every day ain't going to work for anybody.
Okay. Well, thank you, Coach Tony, for calling from Milwaukee. Hickey, how many Super Bowls has Tony won?
It sounds like he won every year.
Yeah, it sounds like it, right? Well, thank you, Tony. We appreciate you. We're sure that the Chicago Bears will give you a look. Justin Fields, they should apologize to Justin Fields? Okay. Nah. Yeah, the rest of the NFL felt so positive about Justin Fields that he's now a backup on the Steelers, okay? Should Mike Tomlin apologize to him as well? Look, we know that Justin Fields is a great athlete, but he wasn't making the throws that we've seen Caleb Williams make when his team was 4-2. You need somebody who can throw the football, not just run, throw the ball. Go take a look at the pass that we saw Russell Wilson throw the other day to Mike Williams to help win the game against the Washington Commanders. Could Justin Fields make that pass? Yeah, he could. Am I going to trust him to do it? No. Who has a better chance of making it? Russell Wilson. That's why he's out there throwing the ball around and even an offense out. And so, yeah, Caleb Williams, no, he's not to be pardoned for his responsibility. I'm not going to sit here and lay out percentages. I'm not going to lay the most or the majority of the blame at his feet or his hands. I'm going to blame it on coaching. I'm going to blame it on management. But, yes, as a rookie quarterback, he needs to do better getting rid of the football. It doesn't mean it's the only issue. It doesn't mean he's not a good quarterback. What when they were 4-2 and he was like, hey, I got 9 touchdowns for you. Here's 7 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Was he so bad then? Come on. Let's be fair. Chicago Bears don't owe Justin Fields a damn thing. You want to know what they gave him? Money. They gave him a check. And then they also, well, they said, here's some new life with the Steelers. You want to know what he did with it? He gave it to a Russell Wilson who was running around with a bum leg and still took his job. Come on. He should still be the Chicago Bears quarterback to do what? Still run around? Fumble the football? 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, Mr. Positive, as usual, you are on fire. Burial grounds where quarterbacks go to die. I got to tell you, that's fantastic. And you are spot on.
Used to be the
Lions. I'm worried, JR.
About what?
Ben Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Going to the Chicago Bears. That better not happen. We will be screwed because the chemistry between him and Campbell is fantastic. JR, tell me that Ben Johnson in no way, shape, or form is going to the Chicago Bears, please.
Well, I can't. If I could predict the future, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd be playing the mega right now. Okay, Greg? I'll tell you this, Greg. Of course, Ben Johnson, and this depends on the success of the Detroit Lions. He had an opportunity. He had a chance to go ahead and leave last year, and he said he wanted to return. He didn't want to go to none of these ass teams, and so now he's back with the Lions competing for a championship. Look, if they win or they have enough success or he feels that a great opening is there, who's to say that Ben Johnson doesn't go to the Bears? Or maybe, I don't know if he wants to go to the trash Cowboys, but maybe he wants to go there. Maybe he, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, why are you worried about it? Like, don't you want to get to January and February 1st? Don't you want to see what the Lions do in the playoffs instead of thinking about what he does after that? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. As usual, hey, Chair. Thanks for taking my call. Everybody, go for your dreams. Thanks, Chair.
No doubt, Greg. Thank you for calling from Michigan. Yeah, man, you got to do one step at a time. I wouldn't worry about Ben Johnson leaving right now. I'd be worried about Ben Johnson helping us to win a Super Bowl. You got to do things in an orderly fashion. Let's think about this. Things that you don't want to do out of order. Let's see. Here we go. You don't put on your underwear after you put on your clothes. You don't. There's a specific order for things. Sometimes. Hickey, in New York, there's a lot of people walking around in their underwear, right? I see it all the time.
Yes, and you want to stay far away from those people.
Okay. Now, sometimes I feel like, but sometimes underwear is built for the outside and the inside, like, right? Lingerie stuff.
What?
There's people, I've seen people in New York. They've had the underwear on the outside of the clothes because they want to be provocative.
Like,
no.
Like, okay.
No.
Like you're saying, like, they wear jeans and then wear underwear over the jeans? Or are you saying just wear the underwear?
I've seen a lady walking down the street. She had tight pants, and I was like, that's a thong on over the pants. It's backwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would still advise stay away from those people as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought having a conversation, striking up conversation would be entertaining.
Well, that could also be true. You get some interesting answers there.
I haven't done it. I haven't done it.
Yet.
No, I won't. I don't like
this. Wouldn't make for a good story, though.
No, I don't like this stuff. You've seen all these videos. Everybody is a street interviewer now. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Interviewing people at the mall, on the street, asking them some of the stupidest questions. And I'm like, what? When did everybody become Johnny Carson? Everybody's Johnny Carson on TikTok?
Well, that's the problem. I think they think they are.
Oh, okay. All right. Hickey, I got to be honest. A lot of these people, they're a bunch of young losers. Just being honest. I gotta go to the mall and interview strangers. Is this how you get a girlfriend now or a boyfriend? You just interview people?
I think it's how you get fame. Or fame. How people think they get fame.
Oh.
One guy does it, Billy on the street, and all of a sudden now everyone thinks they're Billy Jr.
Oh, like the guy. Look at this. What do you how do you think the guy who interviewed Hawk Tuiger, how do you think he feels? does anybody know who he is?
That's true. That could work the opposite way. Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Yeah. This guy spoke to Hawk Tuiger. And you know he felt bad. He's like, how can I turn this into, maybe I could be the guy who put Hawk to a girl on. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. Lesson learned, people. I don't know what the lesson is, but don't be Hawk. Hawk to a girl, she's still relevant?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right, Hickey. You know
right, I mean, have you heard about her? Have you heard anything she said recently?
I remember she said she was a Hawks fan, and the Hawks said, no, no, thank you. I remember that.
That's the last I've heard of her. You're right. We did talk about that in the air. Yeah. And have you heard anything since?
No. No. I know she has a podcast. I'll look to see who her latest guest is in the break.
Okay.
Maybe she spoke to Draymond Green. I have no idea. Oh. Podcast of champions, I guess. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Sungate and Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys soap opera that continues to go on and on and on and on and on.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we had a chat about the Bears screwing up Caleb Williams. Briefly talked about Mike McCarthy, likely to get the boot next. And, of course, Jerry Jones just continue to fan the flames. light the fire, pour more gasoline on. He went and got some wood. He threw it on a fire. And he found some kerosene and he threw it on the fire. And then Hickey, what else? He threw some McDonald's on the fire. That burned quick, right?
It did. Probably some extra salt to maybe, you know, fan the flames a little bit, kind of get them a little higher. Yeah, he definitely maybe put the bag in there too. You know, good kindling.
If I lit up a Egg McMuffin, if I just put a flame to it, it bursts like a nuclear weapon, right?
I was gonna say, I guess I prefer that over not burning and just kind of fighting off the fire and just being so radioactive and, you know, bulletproof essentially. Mm-hmm. That yeah, it can't break down. I'd be more afraid of that.
It's gonna do one or the other. Neither one is good for your insides.
You're
right?
Right about that.
Ask the guy who ate McDonald's every day for what, a month?
Yes, every meal for a month.
Okay. I got a question, Hickey. You ready for this? Not a good question. Not
Morgan
a good question.
Spurlock.
This is not a good question, Hickey. Where is he?
Do you know the answer?
I know he's no longer here, right?
That is correct.
Was it because of the McDonald's every day?
I mean, it was what he did that video, what was it, about 25 years ago?
We watched that
in like middle school, high school, I forget.
It takes time, bro.
I was just about to say, I mean, that I'm sure did some long-term damage.
Why is Jerry still here? I'm asking, you saw that episode of The Simpsons with Mr. Burns? Where they said you have every disease known to man in your body? No?
I do not. No, I did not see that.
Mr. Burns,
yes,
right? Yeah. Mr. Burns sat on the doctor's table and they looked at him and the doctor said he brought out a doorway. He said, "This doorway is your body." He said, "All of these plushy toys," they were like little round balls with happy faces. He was like, "These are all germs. These are diseases." And he says, "These are all the germs and diseases trying to get into your body." And they all got stuck in the doorway at the same time. And so Mr. Burns perceived that as he was now invincible. So maybe that's what's up with Jerry. All that salt on those Egg McMuffins. Just invincible. He's going to be here. Anyway, Jerry Jones today on 105.3 The Fan. He let everybody know. His head coach, not invincible. His quarterback, not invincible. A matter of fact, his quarterback who went down with a torn hamstring, they said he partially ripped it off the bone. Now, how dramatic. Not my hamstring. Thank God. He's getting paid 60. Hickey, would you tear a hamstring for 60 a year?
Yes.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
He said he'll be okay in 3 months. Not bad, right?
You would do it too, right? I feel like you'd be stupid if you wouldn't sign up for that.
I'd pay for some. Hey, how do you rip a hamstring? I don't know. Figure it out. Come do it. Write the check. Rip it off. Anyway, Jerry Jones told us what we pretty much already knew. He said Dak Prescott is done for the season. Listen to this.
We had a good visit last night, and he wants to do that there, and he's got great medical doctors up there. It's a more common injury in hockey. And he's got doctors that are very familiar with how to repair that. And his prognosis is wonderful. It just means that we're not going to have him the rest of the year.
Yeah, super glue. We'll see Dak Prescott next year. Hopefully not handing the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott. Now, one big thing that took place following them getting their asses kicked by the Eagles on Sunday, was Micah Parsons in his first game back, standing in the locker room, asked about the job security of head coach Mike McCarthy, and Micah Parsons went on to tell everybody, well, first of all, that's above my pay grade. Then he continued on talking about offensive lineman Zach Martin, how Zach Martin is someone that he wants to play for as a player who has done more than Mike McCarthy ever could have done. And it's just like, whoa, tell me how you really feel about coach. And then Micah Parsons had the audacity, the temerity to sit on his own podcast and say, oh, you know, they screwed up my words. No, you just talk too much and you didn't know it. And so how does Jerry Jones feel about Micah Parsons pretty much throwing his head coach under the bus? Something that Jerry Jones does quite often. Listen to Jerry Jones tell you.
It was not meant, no matter how it sounded, as a critique of the coaches or the coach. It was meant as a concern for the veteran players, such as Zach Martin, that might not have that much more in their career left.
We get that, but there was no need to transition from Mike McCarthy to say that. That is not what he said. It's not what he said. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to, I don't know, send people to the moon to listen to what the hell he said. All you have to do is understand and comprehend English. He was asked about his job security. He could have stopped there. He brought up Mike McCarthy two or three times in his explanation while showing love to Zach Martin. No, it doesn't work that way. And speaking of critiques of the head coach, Jerry Jones, he's not mincing words. It sounds like he has some words for his coach. We saw CeeDee Lamb drop a touchdown. A matter of fact, he didn't drop a touchdown. He didn't even get his hands on it because he lost the ball in the sun. This man, CeeDee Lamb, who just got paid a big check from Jerry Jones, he pretty much said, yeah. Hey, you want a shade? He said, yeah. So you're going to tell Jerry Jones? He says, y'all are pretty much writing it. And so there's been a lot of talk about, why don't you just put a shade up? And Jerry Jones immediately was just like, hey, this is our home field advantage. And the last coach knew what to do with the sun. I don't know who controls the sun, but I guess the coach should. Listen to Jerry Jones.
That stadium was built to feel like it's outdoors when you're indoors. And it was built to have sunlight coming in every way that you could put it out there as though it were open air. Every venue has certain things that at certain ways and times in the contest can create an advantage. That really goes under the category of home field advantage. It should be an advantage to the home team. So I don't want to adjust it for one reason is because it is an advantage to us. Over the years, we've played 52 games that have anything to do with the time of year when that sun could be there. We've won the majority of it. It has been an advantage for us to know where the sun is. I don't want to change that.
Okay. Hickey, you brought up an excellent point yesterday. You said they don't always win the coin flip. They can't always dictate what direction the opposing team is going to face at any point of the game. They can't do that every game.
Which is insanity for Jerry Jones to think that that's in their control and that they're to blame when the sun is directly in their eyes. And it's insane that he would rather have the open-air feel, although, again, a curtain would not take that away outside of about 15 minutes or so. He'd rather have that and have his team maybe lose a game than just fix the problem.
It's hilarious. The way Jerry Jones would tell you, it'd be like having a conversation with the sun. Like, Mr. Sun, like, please do not shine down on me. That's how Jerry Jones makes it seem. I don't know. Maybe he's delusional. I think he is. It's pretty hilarious. This isn't a matter of, I don't know, the sound or the decibel levels in Seattle. This isn't telling the 12s, hey, guys, we're actually the team on offense. We're trying to call the plays and communicate. Hey, fans, do us a favor and shut the hell up. This is the sun. You can't talk to it. There's no reasoning with it. You can't say, hey, would you mind dimming for a minute? Hey, do me a favor. Go get the moon. Nah, that doesn't work that way. Like the Dallas Cowboys, they are intentionally, unintentionally hilarious. This is why we do need. We need a scripted sitcom. We need a series on Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys because they're not a serious football team. They're a joke. How in the span of a week could their star quarterback rip his thigh from the bone? How could the wide receiver yell about the, talk quietly about the sun peering into the stadium wishing that there was a curtain? How could the owner throw the head coach under the bus like he controls the sun, like he is God? I don't know. Welcome to the Dallas Cowboys. I ain't got no answers. Come back for another week. Oh, yeah, Michael Parsons. Yeah, he don't like the coach either. What a way to dress it up. We'll tell you about it on this podcast next week again, too. Dallas Cowboys, America's greatest sitcom. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, hey, Dallas Cowboys, they aren't the worst team in the NFC East. They got company. We're going to talk about that team because their quarterback will probably be missing the rest of the year, too. We're going to have Alex Shapiro join us from the Chicago Sports Network. We're going to get into the Dolphins, who won Monday Night Football against the Rams. We have so much to do. The JR Sport Brief Show here, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.